USA Today smears Curt Schilling after Trump hails possible run for Congress. By Warner Todd Houston on August 13, 2019. Only a matter of hours after President Donald Trump tweeted his support for Curt Schilling's possible run for Congress, USA Today posted an extremely critical piece on the former MLB star. On Tuesday morning, the Arizona Republic reported that the two-time World Series player had been considering a run for Congress from Arizona and that he intended to challenge one of the sitting Democrats for a seat. Schilling said he was in the planning stages and still didn't know which seat he was looking at, but, despite the nascent stage of the possible campaign, President Donald Trump jumped to Twitter to encourage Schilling to run. Curt Schilling, a great pitcher and patriot, is considering a run for Congress in Arizona. Terrific. Trump tweeted on Tuesday. Only a few hours passed, though, before USA Today published an attack on Schilling by replaying all the things liberals claim are controversial. In the first three paragraphs of the August 13 piece published at 10 a.m., 3 hours after the president's tweet, the paper called Schilling a right-wing supporter and noted that former pitcher has been snubbed by the Hall of Fame 7 times. From there, the piece claimed that Schilling compared Muslims to Nazis. That statement is false. The left's attack, in that case, came after Schilling posted a meme to social media that noted that liberals wave off Islamic terror because only 5% of Muslims are extremists. The meme then added, "In 1940, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go?" This meme did not compare Muslims to Nazis. It was a clear warning that small numbers of extremists in a large population can be very dangerous. The piece then added that Schilling is a collector of Nazi memorabilia. This is also a smear because Schilling collects World War II memorabilia. He is not a Nazi memorabilia collector. Schilling also tweeted out his criticisms of transgenderism, the failed state of journalism today, joked about Clinton conspiracy theories, and came to Trump's support over his locker room talk, all topics that cause heartburn in liberals. In the end, USA Today did not waste any time at all to try and torpedo a campaign that has not really even started. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.